现在奉主耶稣的圣名，我们一起借着圣经的话来敬拜神。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will worship God with the biblical words.
我们先来看使徒行传第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 1.
这里提到第三节，提到主耶稣死里复活以后，跟门徒显现。
In verse 3, it talks about how Lord showed himself to the disciples after his resurrection.
两道差有40天之久跟门徒显现。
And it talks about how he was seen by them during the 40 days.
主要的目的就是要讲说神国的事。
The purpose of all this is to talk about things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
神的国是什么？就是主耶稣在地上要建立的属灵的教会。
The kingdom of God is the church that Lord Jesus will build up on earth.
主耶稣说，神的国在你们的心里面。
Lord Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
所以这个神的国是指主耶稣要在地上建的神的国度教会。
So the kingdom of God is referring to the churches, the kingdom that Lord Jesus will build up on earth.
但是主耶稣要告诉他们，要建立这个主耶稣的在地上的神的国，需要一个很重要的因素，就是圣灵。
Lord Jesus tell them one of the most important criteria for building the kingdom of God on earth is to have the Holy Spirit.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
使徒行传一章四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 4.
耶稣跟他们聚集的时候，祝福他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。”
In verse 4, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me."
第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
所以我们知道主耶稣要叫他们受圣灵。
So we know Lord Jesus asked them to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
而且这个圣灵是父所应许的，天父所应许的。
This Holy Spirit is promised by the Father.
那个是在第四节。
And that's recorded in verse 4.
但是是主耶稣跟他们讲的。
And this is said by Lord Jesus.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六节跟十七节。
Verse 16 and 17.
我们看约翰福音十四章的约翰福音十四章。十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
这里说，主耶稣要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Verse 16, I will pray with the Father that he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵，是世人不能接受的，也不常见他。也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 17, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
使徒行传告诉我们要，主耶稣告诉他们要建立教会，一定要受圣灵。
In the book of Acts, Lord Jesus told the disciples, in order to build a church, they must receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章又告诉他们，他要求天父赐给他们保惠师、帮助者。
And in chapter 14, Lord Jesus also tell them that he will pray to the Father to give them a helper.
这个帮助者就是真理的圣灵。
And this helper is a spirit of truth.
所以我们首先要了解这个圣灵，到底是什么？到底来做什么用？
So we must first understand what is the Holy Spirit? What is the function of the Holy Spirit?
有的人以为受圣灵就是讲方言。
Something that receiving the Holy Spirit is simply speaking in tongue.
那是初步的认识，但是我们要更进一步的认识。
That would be a very superficial understanding of the Holy Spirit. We must delve deeper.
因为这个圣灵是从天父来的。
This Holy Spirit comes from Heavenly Father.
第二个是主耶稣祷告为门徒祷告祈求的。
And secondly, this is prayed by the Lord Jesus to the Father.
第三个，他要跟这个圣灵来了，要永远跟门徒同在。
And third, once the Holy Spirit comes, he will dwell with the disciples forever.
换句话说，圣灵要住在你们心里面。
In other words, the Holy Spirit will dwell in our hearts.
因为他住在门徒的心里面，然后我们就能够认识圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in the disciples' heart so that we can come to understand the Holy Spirit.
当一个人得到圣灵的时候，我们会体验圣灵从上降到他的身体里面。
When a person receives the Holy Spirit, they can experience the Holy Spirit coming down from above.
所以他能够感受到一股很大的力量进入他的身体。
So they can experience a great force entering into their bodies.
身体会发热。
Their body will experience heat.
他们会受感动流泪。
And their hearts may be moved and they may shed tears.
他们会觉得他自己的罪被得到赦戒，得到洁净了。
And they may realize that their sin has been forgiven.
是，然后呢，舌头呢就讲出灵言出来。
And their tongue will begin to speak the spiritual tongue.
这是我们对圣灵的初步认识。
And this is our beginning of understanding of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵，主耶稣在解释圣灵的时候有很多的功用。
But when Lord Jesus tells us about the Holy Spirit, he explained their many functions.
我们今天要来特别讲，圣灵是活水的泉源，而且也是活水的江河。
Today we'll talk about how the Holy Spirit is a river of living water and also a fountain of living water.
那这个记载在约翰福音第四章跟第七章。
And this is recorded in John chapter 4 and 7.
我们先来看活水的泉源。
And first let's take a look at fountain of living water.
那个是主耶稣在约翰福音第四章对着一个撒玛利亚妇人讲，传福音的里面的内容。
And this is Lord Jesus preaching to the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣到了这个撒玛利亚这个地方啊，口很渴，坐在井旁。
And Lord Jesus came to the area of Samaria. He was thirsty, so he sat next to the well.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人拿要来照这个井啊，拿水。
So the Samaritan woman came to the well to draw water.
那时候刚好是 中午十二点，非常的热。
And she came about noontime, and it was very hot.
所以没有人到那里去拿水。
Nobody came there, went there to draw water.
主耶稣就主动向这个撒玛利亚的人说，请你给我 一点水喝。
The Lord Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, give me a drink.
撒玛利亚人说我们犹太人跟我们撒玛利亚人跟你们犹太人是不来往的，你怎么向我拿要水呢？
But the Samaritan woman answered that Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. How can you ask for water from me?
结果主耶稣就回答他一句话。
So Lord Jesus answered her.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音四章第十节。
John chapter 4 verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐而对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他必早给你活水了。
Verse 10, and he answered and said to her, if you know the gift of God, and who is,and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you a living water.
主耶稣说，换句话说，主耶稣说，你如果知道我是谁，那我就会给你活水啊，你求我，我给你活水啊。
In other words, Lord Jesus said, if you know who I am, if you only ask, I will give you living water.
这个女人呢，觉得说主耶稣是外乡人，也没有打那个从井里面打水出来的工具，你怎么给我水喝呢？
The woman wondered that since Lord Jesus is a foreigner and he has nothing to draw with, how can he draw up water for her?
哎，但是主耶稣讲的这个活水不是他想的，所指的井里面的水。
But the drink, living water Lord Jesus is referring to is not the living water that she thought it would be from the well.
哎，那个井里面的水，给当地的犹太撒玛利亚人，能够继续活下去。
And so the water from the well sustains the Samaritan in the area.
所以才讲说活水啊。
And that's why that well water is called the living water.
你没有水，那你就会死掉了。
Because without the water, they would die.
有水，你才能够继续活啊。
And only with water, they can continue to live.
撒玛利亚妇人以为主耶稣所讲的是井里面的水。
So the Samaritan woman thought Lord Jesus was referring to the water in the well.
主耶稣说，我讲的活水跟你所想的井水不一样。
So Lord Jesus said that living water is different than the well water that she's thinking about.
我们看13节、14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
13节，耶稣说，凡喝这个井里面的水还要再渴。
Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
你每天中午都要来这里拿水。
Because you have to come here every day at noontime to draw water.
你喝完了，你又渴了，你还需要再从你家里到这个井旁来拿水。
And after you finish the water, you get thirsty again, so once again you have to come to the well to draw more water.
主耶稣告诉他，我要给你的活水不一样。
But Lord Jesus to tell her, the living water I want to give you is different.
请看14节。
Verse 14.
四章十四节，约翰福音，主耶稣说：“人喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐给他的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”
In verse 14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
我们读到这里就了解了，主耶稣讲的不是那个井里面的水。
So reading this passage, we now know that Lord Jesus is not referring to the well water.
不是指着世界上我们所了解的那个水。
And he's not referring to the water that we understand from this world.
他说要成在人的里面，在心里里面成为泉源，一直涌出来，一直到永生。
And he says this water will be in a person's heart. And become a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life.
第一个，这个水是在从里面、心里面涌出来的。
And this water is springing up from our hearts.
而且永远不断的。
And it will continue forever.
一直到永生呢，到天国去了。
Bringing up into everlasting life, into heaven.
我们知道这里是讲的属灵的水。
So we know this is talking about the spiritual water.
这个属灵的水就是要给我们灵魂呢，一直活下去。
And the spiritual water sustains our spiritual life.
这个就是主耶稣在这里暗示的，主圣灵。
And here Lord Jesus hint about the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣第一个讲圣灵就是活水的泉源。
So Lord Jesus first talked about the Holy Spirit being the living water.
Fountain of living water. 这个是活水的泉源。
It is the fountain of living water.
这个涌出来的水能够使我们的灵魂一直活下去。
The water that's springing up out of the fountain can sustain our lives.
所以灵魂这个圣灵可以让我们的灵魂一直跟神来交通。
So the Holy Spirit can help us so that our spirit can continue to have communion with God.
所以如果我们有得到圣灵。
So if we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们在我们的心里面，我们就可以借着圣灵跟神来交通。
Then in our hearts, through the Holy Spirit, we can communicate with God.
我们借着圣灵能够学习神的教训，主耶稣的教训。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can learn about the Lord Jesus' teachings.
而且是永远的、不断的出来。
And it continues to spring out.
一直到永生。
And spring up into everlasting life.
圣灵可以将神的道一直来启示我们，我们又越来越清楚。
Holy Spirit can teach us the truth so that it can become more clear.
就是主耶稣所讲的，圣灵要住在门徒的里面，心里面。
So just as Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will live in the hearts of the disciples.
而且要永远的留。与永远在我们里面与门徒同在。
And it will live with us forever and abide with the disciples.
这个撒玛利亚妇人不了解主耶稣在讲的这个活水的泉源圣灵。
And so the Samaritan woman did not understand this fountain of living water, that's described by Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣继续跟他讲，他就慢慢的越来越了解了。
So Lord Jesus continued to teach her, so she began to understand little by little.
他问主耶稣说，为什么你们犹太人一定要到耶路撒冷去敬拜神，而我们的祖先都叫我们在我们这撒玛利亚的山上来敬拜神呢？
So she asked,Why is it that the Jews have to go and worship God, but our ancestors tell us to stay here to worship God?
圣灵的感动他慢慢越来越了解主耶稣所讲的道理。
So the Holy Spirit touched her, and she slowly began to understand the teaching of Jesus.
他慢慢也愿意接受、相信主耶稣所讲的话。
And she slowly began to accept and understand the teaching of Jesus.
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21。
二十一节。
21。
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我。”
And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me."
主耶稣啊，要他相信他现在要讲的话。
Lord Jesus wants her to believe the words that he will speak to her.
他。要借着圣灵在他心里面让他明白主耶稣所讲的下面所讲的很重要的属耶稣的教训。
And through the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus wants to help her understand the important spiritual teachings he's about to share with her.
现在我们也要求属耶稣借着圣灵在我们心里面来明白现在我们要所读的这个主耶稣的教训。
And we also need to ask the Holy Spirit in our hearts to help us so that we can understand the spiritual teaching.
主耶稣说，时候到了，你们拜父神啊，拜父，拜天上的神啊，不在这个你们的撒玛利亚身上，也不在耶路撒冷。
And Lord Jesus said that the time is here that you will neither worship God on the mountain or Jerusalem.
因为到这个时候之前呢。犹太人一定在耶路撒冷敬拜神，撒玛利亚人一定在撒玛利亚的山上敬拜神。
Because prior to this, the Jews will always worship God on the mountain of Jerusalem, and the Samaritan will worship God in the mountain of Samaria.
但是神的时间来了，现在不需要到任何地方去敬拜神。
But the hour is coming, so you neither go to either place to worship God.
我们看二十二节。
22。
四章的二十二节。
Four verse 22。
四章的二十二节。
Chapter four verse 22。
你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
22. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
主耶稣说：“人自以为。”知道敬拜神。
Jesus said that as men, they thought they knew who they're worshiping.
但是他们其实不知道。
But they don't know who they're worshiping.
因为他们只是自己想的方法。
And because they're worshiping with the way that they thought of.
圣经告诉我们，神的救恩呢、是从神的选民出来的，犹太人出来的。
The Bible tells us the salvation of God begins with God's chosen people, who are the Jews.
因为只有神的选民才有神的话。
Because only the chosen people of God has the God's teachings.
有神的话，我们才知道神的救恩是怎么一回事。
And only with the word of God will we begin to know what salvation is about.
我们看23节，主耶稣继续讲。
Read verse 23, Lord Jesus continues to speak.
哎，时候将到，现在就是了。
And the hour is coming and now is.
哎，主耶稣在告诉他，我现在在跟你讲话，就是这个时候了。
The Lord Jesus said that the hour that I'm speaking to you is now.
哎，现在就不必要到耶路撒冷去敬拜神，不要到任何一个固定的地方去敬拜神了，不需要了。
Starting now, you no longer need to go to Jerusalem or any other specific place to worship God.
因为主耶稣要人敬拜的方法不同了。
Because God wants men to worship God in a different way.
哎，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
He asked that we worship in spirit and truth.
哎，要用你的心啊。
And we have to use our heart.
哎，圣灵进到我们的心里面，借着圣灵来敬拜神。
Holy Spirit enter into our heart, so through the Holy Spirit we worship God.
而且要我们自己很诚心的来敬拜神。
And we have to worship God with our sincere heart.
哎，我们就要实实在在的敬拜神。
And we need to indeed worship God.
为什么呢
？And why？
24节。
Verse 24。
啊，24节，四章24节，因为神是灵啊。
Chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit.
为什么我们要用心灵、圣灵，还有我们的诚实、诚心的来敬拜这位真神呢
？Why is it that we need to use spirit and truth to worship this true God？
因为他神本身是灵。
It is because God Himself is spirit.
哎，他充满着宇宙万物。
He fills the universe.
他不是固定在一个地点。
He does not stay in one specific place.
哎，主耶稣说，神的国在你们心里面。
Lord Jesus said that the kingdom of God is in your hearts.
哎，所以我们有圣灵，神的国就在我们里面。
And therefore, if we have the Holy Spirit, then the kingdom of God is in us.
哎，这个就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
哎，神的国的国王就是神啊，因为他是灵啊，才能够进到我们里面。
The king of this kingdom is God Himself because He is the Spirit, so He's able to enter into our hearts.
哎，主耶稣说，又说神的国在你们中间。
The Lord Jesus also said that the kingdom of God is amongst you.
这个在你们中间，就是在敬拜神的门徒的中间。
Which means he is among the disciples who worship God.
哎，所以我们一起到会堂敬拜神，在弟兄姊妹的中间。
So when we come together to worship God, Holy Spirit is among the brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣讲的活水的泉源圣灵，是能帮助我们真正的敬拜神。
So this fountain of living water, the Holy Spirit that's mentioned by Lord Jesus, is truly able to help us.
哎，主耶稣把这个教训呢、啊、交给告诉这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
Lord Jesus taught this teaching to the Samaritan woman.
哎，撒玛利亚的妇人领受了以后很感动，嗯，又越来越清楚。
This Samaritan woman received the truth and was very touched by it, and she began to understand the truth.
哎，结果。他继续讲，在25节。
And in verse 25, she continued to say,
哎，他说，我知道弥赛亚，那就是基督救主啊，要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
Verse 25, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
哎，主耶稣在讲说，神是灵，所以要用心灵和诚实敬拜他。
And Lord Jesus said that God is spirit, you have to worship him in spirit and truth.
哎，这主耶稣要赐给我们的活水的泉源，圣灵会进到我们心里面。
So this fountain of living water that Lord Jesus will give us, will enter into our hearts.
所以这个女人就慢慢的了解主耶稣的教训。
So this woman began to understand the teaching of Jesus.
然后最后她问了一个问题。
And at the end, she asked a question.
因为旧约圣经一直预言的弥赛亚就是基督救主。
Because the Messiah that's prophesied in the Old Testament is the Christ.
他知道弥赛亚就是能够告诉我们、带领我们明白所有神的事情。
She knew that Messiah is able to guide them and teach them to understand all things.
主耶稣就回答他26节。
So Lord Jesus answered her in verse 26.
主耶稣说，那我就是弥赛亚。
Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
感谢主耶稣啊，教他这个活水的泉源圣灵。
Thank God, Jesus teaching her about the fountains of living water, the Holy Spirit.
然后进一步来告诉他，你圣灵可以帮助你来敬拜这位真正的神。
And furthermore, he taught her that Holy Spirit can help you worship this true God.
进一步来告诉他，我就是天父所差遣下来的救主耶稣基督。
And furthermore, able to teach her that he is the Messiah, Lord Jesus Christ, sent by Heavenly Father.
这个女人就接受了。
So this woman accepted this.
然后回到她的村庄去为主耶稣传福音。
So she returned back to her village to preach for Jesus.
村庄的人都跑来听主耶稣讲道，都信了耶稣。
And the villagers all came to listen to teaching by Jesus, and they all believed.
主耶稣所赐的圣灵像在我们的心里面像活水的泉源不断的涌出来。
The Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit and is the fountain of living water springing up into everlasting life.
让我们的人生有意义。
So our lives can become more meaningful.
因为我们认识了真神，认识了主耶稣救主。
Because we now know Lord Jesus, know our Savior.
借着圣灵，活水的泉源从我们里面去认识真神跟耶稣。
And through the fountain of living water, we begin to get to know Jesus.
我们得到永远的生命，永生。
And we receive the everlasting life.
这是圣灵的，主耶稣对圣灵的第一个解释，活水的泉源。
And this is the first explanation of Holy Spirit by Lord Jesus, which is the fountains of living water.
我们再来看主耶稣对圣灵的第二个解释。
Let's look at the second description of Holy Spirit by Lord Jesus.
这记载在约翰福音第七章。
And this is recorded in the book of John, chapter 7.
第七章从37节开始。
Starting from verse 37.
我们请看约翰福音七章的37节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 37.
这主耶稣到耶路撒冷去过节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着就大声地说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem to hold the festival. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
38节。信我的人就如从经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
39节。耶稣说这话不是指的，是指着信主耶稣的人要受圣灵说的，因为那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为主耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
39, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
好，主耶稣在这里讲圣灵是像活水的江河从腹中流出来。
And here Lord Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is out of the heart will flow rivers of living water.
我们前面讲说是活水的泉源。
Earlier we said that Holy Spirit is a fountain of living water.
但是现在要变成活水的江河。
But here describes Holy Spirit as rivers of living water.
而且作者就讲得很清楚，这是指着圣灵，受圣灵。
And the author clearly explains that this is receiving the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 但是这个受圣灵要在主耶稣上十字架、复活、升天之后，才有门徒才会受圣灵。
And the disciples received the Holy Spirit after Lord Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and ascended.
所以这里讲得很清楚， 就是使徒主耶稣的门徒，将来主耶稣升天之后，他们要得到圣灵。
So here, Lord Jesus said clearly that after Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples will receive the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣说，这受圣灵，这个圣灵像什么？活水的江河。
But Lord Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like rivers of living water.
好，我们知道这个江河，当然就是指着很多的水了。
And we know that rivers is referring to a large body of water.
而且这个是在我们的心里面、腹中，从里面产生像江河出来的活水。
And this comes out of our heart and it flows to river or living water.
江河会河水会产生很大的力量。
River, water will produce great force.
而且这个水是活的，是可以给人生命的。
And this water is a living water. It can give people lives.
在旧约圣经啊，以西结书啊，那里就告诉我们，圣灵真的像活水的江河。
In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, it tells us that the Holy Spirit is like the living water.
第一个产生很大的力量，像江河大的力量。
The first can produce great power, just like a river.
第二个，它会得吃了这个水的生命的水，会活的，会继续活下去的。
And second, this water will produce life and allows the one to continue living.
我们来看以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn to Book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章，我们从第一节开始念。
We start from verse 1.
第一节，四十七章第一节，以西结书。
Verse 1.
我们来看旧约圣经所讲的活水的江河。
And let's read about the river of living water in the Old Testament.
我们看第一节啊，这个天使啊，带着以西结先知啊，进入这个属灵的圣殿。
And the angel led prophet Ezekiel to enter into the spiritual temple.
那么在圣殿的门呢，下面呢有水啊，往东流。
And there's water underneath the temple, towards the east.
从这个祭坛的南边往下流。
And for the front of the temple, face, so the water was flowing from underneath the right of the temple, south of the altar.
这个水是从圣殿、从祭坛，就是从神那里流出来的。
So this water flows out from the temple, from the altar, which means from God.
就好像主耶稣的祷告祈求是从天父那里来的圣灵。
Just like Lord Jesus' prayer, his request is Holy Spirit coming from Heavenly Father.
那这条河呢往下流会发生什么事情呢？
So what will happen as this river continues to flow south of the altar?
第二节。
Verse 2.
从第二节一直念到第五节，我们就看到这个水所产生的力量。
From verse 2 to verse 5, we can see the force produced by this body of water.
我们从第三节好了，第三节。四十七章第三节，他手拿着准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千肘，使我荡过水。水到了罗斯谷第四节又量了一千肘使我趟过水水就到了七再量了一千肘使我趟过水水便到了腰第五节第五节又量了一千肘水变成河使我不能够荡过因为水是盛起涨起成为可浮的水不可荡的河好到了第五节，这个水越来越大，变成一个河，很大的河。
In verse 5, this river became higher and higher and becomes a river.
我们要了解这个河，这个水原来是从神圣殿、从祭坛那边流出来的。
And this water began from the temple, it flew out of the altar.
流出去以后，就越来水那个水越来越大， 到最后很深啊，只能够游泳啊，因为没有你没有办法用脚踏过去了。
So the water became more and more higher and higher. At the end, they can only swim. They cannot walk across.
在这种河水里面，没有人能够胜抵抗这个河水的力量。
So in the water, nobody can resist the force of the water.
在这个河水啊，这个大河上面呢、啊、的水力量很大，你只能够，就是。借着河水的力量一直游下去啊，没有办法胜过 河水的力量。
So this great river is very powerful. You can only follow the direction of the river. You cannot go against it.
这个是告诉我们有关于圣灵的事情。
And this is teaching us regarding the Holy Spirit.
我们在刚开始得圣灵的时候力量很小。
When we first receive the Holy Spirit, our power is still very small.
但是如果我们继续祈求圣灵的充满
But if we continue to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit
如果我们整个人都成为圣灵居住的地方
If we allow ourselves to become the living temple of Holy Spirit
那这个圣灵的影响力就越来越大力量大到我充满着整个我的身体
So the Holy Spirit will become more and more powerful and will fill our entire body.
在这个时候我们只有借着圣灵的力量来继续生活下去。
And by then, we can only rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to continue living our lives.
因为圣灵大大的充满我们。
Because Holy Spirit greatly fills us.
我们个人的意见已经没有了。
And so we already give up our personal opinions.
这个时候真的是像保罗所说的，基督在我里面活着，不是我了。
And just as Paul said, Christ lives in me, so it's not me.
圣灵会用他所从主耶稣从神得到的真理来引导我们过一生。
Holy Spirit will guide us. With the teaching received from Lord Jesus and guide us the rest of our lives.
因为我们每做的一件事情都是合神的旨意。
Because everything we do is according to the will of God.
因为圣灵可以引导我们明白进入这个所有的真理。
Holy Spirit can help us understand and enter into all truth.
所以我们弟兄姊妹受圣灵之后要常常被圣灵充满。
So our brothers and sisters, after receiving the Holy Spirit, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够产生为主耶稣产生很大的力量。
Then we can produce great power for Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在升天之前要门徒被圣灵充满。
Lord Jesus, before his ascension, wants his disciples to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满，他们就能够产生极大的力量为主耶稣传福音。
Because after they're filled with the Holy Spirit, they can produce great power and will be able to preach gospel for Jesus.
这个事实在《使徒行传》第二章记录出来。
This is recorded in Book of Acts, chapter 2.
他们120个人祷告被圣灵充满。
120 of them prayed together and were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒就为主耶稣很勇敢地做见证。
So the disciples...or apostles and bravely testify for Lord Jesus.
圣灵使他们明白所有的真理。
Holy Spirit helped them understand all truth.
所以他们为主耶稣传福音讲真理产生属灵里面的权柄能力力量。
And so they speak for Lord Jesus and has the sovereign power and authority.
圣灵感动那些听的人他们都扎心认真认罪悔改。
The Holy Spirit also touched the heart of those who listened, so the words pierced their heart, they repented.
就产生很大的力量，结果3000人受洗。
And that produced great power, so 3,000 people were baptized.
他们就得到了生命了。
They all received lives.
所以圣灵会产生，给信徒产生很大的力量。
And so Holy Spirit can produce great power for the believers.
接受这个 传福音的人所讲的真理的人也会得到生命。
And those who receive the gospel will also receive life.
因为他们也会得到圣灵。
Because they will also receive the Holy Spirit.
他们也会被圣灵充满。
They will also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就这样子就建立了神的国教会。
And they established God's church, kingdom of God.
这个教会是属灵的教会。
And this church is a spiritual church.
因为圣灵进到我们每一个信徒的心里面。
And this is because Holy Spirit entered into each one of our hearts.
我们愿意被圣灵充满。
And we are willing to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就明白神的真理。
So we can understand the truth of God.
我们就能够将真理行出来，过一个分别为圣的生活。
And so that we can live the life of sanctification.
甚至可以传福音救别人的灵魂。
And we can also preach the gospel and save other souls.
以西结书四十七章又继续讲。
Ezekiel 47 continues to teach.
从第六节。
Verse 6.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
以西结书四十七章第七节。
Ezekiel 47, verse
7. 他就说我回到河边啊，这个从圣殿出来的这个河啊，生命的河啊，这边两边啊，都有极多的树木。
And he said, when I returned there, along the bank of the river, there were many trees on the side and the other.
然后你会发觉到这些树木啊，会产生什么作用呢？
So what would be the function of these trees?
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
说这个河的这边那边啊，在生命河的这边和那边啊，圣灵的水的河啊，这边那边都生长各样的树木。
Along the bank of the river on this side and that side, the river of spiritual waters, there are many trees, all kinds of trees.
启示录告诉我们这些树木啊就是生命树。
A book of Revelation tells us that these trees are the tree of life.
那么这个果子啊可以做食物。
And they can use the fruit for food.
那么这个叶子啊可以医病。
And the leaves can be used to heal.
生命树吃了一些后就永远不死了。
After they eat from this tree of life, they will never die.
这个生命果啊，就是属灵的食物。
And so this spiritual tree and its fruit becomes a spiritual food.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
The Lord just tell us that he is the bread of life.
在约翰福音第四章第六章啊，第六章那里说，主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
And in John chapter 6, Lord Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
就是生命树啊。
And which means that he is a tree of life.
在第六章的三十五节说，到主耶稣这里来的不必定不饿，也不信主耶稣的也不渴。
In verse 35, he who comes to me shall never hunger, he who believes in me shall never thirst.
这是说主耶稣的教训啊，就是我们灵魂的粮食。
Which means that the teaching of Lord Jesus is our spiritual bread.
我们来到主耶稣这里啊，追求主耶稣的教训。
We come before Lord Jesus to seek after his teaching.
圣灵帮助我们去了解他。
Holy Spirit can help us to understand it.
让我们对主耶稣的教训融会贯通。
So that we can fully understand the teaching of Jesus.
那我们的灵命就坚强起来了。
And then our spirituality will become stronger.
那我们进一步要相信主耶稣所讲的教训。
So we need to further believe the teaching spoken by Jesus.
就永远不渴了。
Then we will never thirst.
所以这个生命河两旁的生命树就给我们属灵的粮食。
And so the trees on the side of the spiritual river give us spiritual food.
也就是主耶稣的教训。
And which are the teaching of Jesus.
圣灵让我们去明白又去相信，那我们就得到永远的生命。
Holy Spirit, help us understand and believe so that we can receive this everlasting life.
我们有主耶稣的教训，就不再受别人的迷惑。
If we have the teaching of Lord Jesus, we'll no longer be confused by others.
我们能够辨别对错。
We'll be able to discern right from wrong.
我们能够将正确的道理传给别人。
We can preach to others the correct teachings.
这都是从生命水出来的，就是圣灵出来的。
This is all coming from the living water, which is the Holy Spirit.
这个是一个很大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
那这个果子可以吃，当作食物吃，但是叶子可以医病。
And the fruit can be used for food, the leaves for medicine.
所以神的道，从圣灵让我们去明白的神的道，可以医治的赦免我们的罪。
So Holy Spirit help understand that the teaching of Jesus can forgive our sins.
因为我们明白我们的罪，又认罪悔改，主耶稣宝血就洗净我们的罪。
Because once we know our sins, we can repent, and the blood of Lord Jesus can wash away our sins.
所以今天我们借着主耶稣给我们的教训，来了解主耶稣要赐给我们的圣灵。
And so today, through Lord Jesus' teaching, we can understand the Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus gave us.
圣灵像活水的泉源。
And Holy Spirit is like the fountains of living water.
进一步，圣灵像活水的江河。
Furthermore, Holy Spirit also is like the rivers of living water.
泉源就是从里面涌出来。
The fountains is springing up from inside.
让我们真正知道要怎么样来敬拜这位真正的神。
So we can come to understand how we should worship this living God.
耶稣来了，来到人间，就让我们知道神是灵，不是物质，不是看得见的东西。
Lord Jesus came to this world to help us understand that God is spirit and he is not a tangible thing.
所以我们一定要用借着圣灵来配合我们的心灵还有诚实来敬拜他。
So we must worship him with spirit and truth.
那主耶稣圣灵就会帮助我们去了解认识真神。
So the Holy Spirit will help us to get to know and understand the true God.
更进一步认识主耶稣就是我们的救主基督。
And further understand that Lord Jesus is our Savior in Christ.
圣灵不但是活水的泉源，更是活水的江河。
Holy Spirit not only is the fountains of living water, it is also the rivers of living water.
当这个大的江河里面的水充满的时候，我们只能够靠着江河水的力量来游过去。
So when we're filled with the rivers of living water, we can only follow its force and swim by.
就会产生很大的力量。
And that will produce great power.
这个就是要我们常常被圣灵充满。
And this is why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们刚开始得圣灵的时候，很小，力量很小，但慢慢越来越大。
When we first receive the Holy Spirit, our power is very small, but the power begins to grow.
告诉我们这个江河的活水江河的两旁，是长出生命树。
And also tells us that along the side of the living water, there is tree of life.
树上有果子，有叶子。
And on the trees, there is all kinds of fruits and leaves.
果子就可以让我们吃。让我们健壮起来。
So the fruits can be eaten so we can gain strength.
就是主耶稣的教训，主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
And that is the teaching of Lord Jesus. Jesus said that he is a spiritual bread.
也就是主耶稣的福音。
And which is the gospel of Jesus.
我们借着圣灵越来越认识主耶稣的教训福音。
Through the Holy Spirit, we get to know more and more about the gospel of Jesus.
我们不会被迷惑。
So we'll no longer be confused.
能够辨别真的假的。
We'll be able to discern true from false.
我们可以照着主耶稣的话去过着一个分别为圣的生活。
So we can follow the word of Lord Jesus and live a life that's sanctified.
如果我们有犯过错，我们认罪悔改，在主耶稣会再赦免我们。
If we have committed sins, we repent, and Lord Jesus will once again forgive us.
这些都是圣灵的工作。
So these are all the functions of Holy Spirit.
除了说让我们能够说灵言之外，更要了解圣灵是活水的泉源跟活水的江河。
In addition to speaking in tongues, we need to further understand that Holy Spirit is a fountain of living water and a river of living water.
感谢神，我们来唱诗252首。
Thank God. Now we will sing hymn 250.